Commissioners, item one is a approval of task order to Architects Design Group in the amount of $2,035,389. This is for phase two of the Public Safety Consolidated Dispatch Center. This gets us through the full design, permitting, bid phase, and construction phase of the project.
This is Jared Lowe, the Assistant County Administrator in Santa Rosa County, talking about an item, as you heard there, $2 million funding for an administration building for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Joining us now, we have the aforementioned sheriff, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, welcome back. But that was not for our admin building. That was for Consolidated Dispatch.
You're right, as I heard him saying it. You're right. You're exactly right. Okay, but so these are two different things, two different projects?
Yes, yes. This is for all the dispatch in the county to become in one place, you know, in one building. The admin building is totally separate. It's going to be hopefully built in front of our current building.
Okay.
And that's going to be for expanding because, you know, the place right now was built basically for jail admin staff. And that was for about 120 people, and now we're over 500. So it's getting kind of cramped.
So the two different the 911 dispatch for the county is in the EOC currently, right? That's where they do it. But it made it sound like there are several different places where it's already, where it's currently being done.
That's out of our building.
Oh, it's out of your building.
Of course, no, just us, just law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
EOC, yeah, they dispatch from up there in Milton. And then we have our own dispatch in our admin building, and Gulf Breeze has their own dispatch, and Milton PD has their own dispatch. So what this is going to do is just basically bring everybody together into one place.
Which makes a lot of sense. Very good. But that's separate from the admin building that you guys want to build. Where are we at in that process? It's partially funded. It's mostly funded. Where are we at?
Oh, no, it's partially funded. We got thanks to Alex Andrade, we got $750,000 from the state to start the planning process, and basically we picked a company now, and we're going to start with the plans, getting the plans drawn up is where we're at right there.
And the total cost of that project, I guess it hasn't been bid yet, so you wouldn't know, but ballpark?
Yeah, we don't know. We're thinking, you know, because it depends on a couple of things. Number one, the site survey. So when they come out, they look at where we want to put it. If they look there and say, look, you don't have enough room or whatever, then it's going to change the entire cost of it because now we're going to have to get land. We're going to have to build it someplace else. So we don't even have a ballpark figure. What we're wanting it to be is 50,000 square feet, a couple of floors or two or three floors. And we want to build for the future where we don't use it all immediately. We have open offices because, you know, of course, we're going to grow. And we don't want to be full as soon as we move in.
Right. I mean, there's no point to building a thing where you have to start building another one as soon as you build into it, right?
Exactly. No point in that.
Any incidents or events in the last week since you and I talked in Santa Rosa County?
Yesterday, a 17-year-old boy drowned at Navarre Beach. I think the search and rescue or search and recovery effort is ongoing. They haven't found them yet. But that happened yesterday, which is, you know, always horrific. And we always tell people, you know, swim by the lifeguards. I mean, that's why we pay them money to take care of the people out there. And unfortunately, this time it didn't work out.
So this young man was swimming in a place that did not have guards, as far as you know. Is that right?
Correct. He wasn't, you know, you have the sound side and then you have the Gulf side.
Right.
What I was told was he was swimming on the sound side.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's something that, you know, I talk with Dave Greenwood from the Pensacola Beach all the time and, you know, every week. And, you know, one of the things that he likes to remind people of is, look, you know, water is dangerous everywhere. And people tend to think that on the sound, everything is so super safe. Well, I mean, you know, obviously it cannot be because people drown in pools and there's no waves in pools, you know.
Exactly.
It can be dangerous anywhere. That's why whenever we go to the beach, we always swim by the lifeguards for that exact reason. Because I would just always rather be by one. Oh, that's really a tragedy. I had wanted to ask you, you had the your annual awards banquet, right?
We did, and as you can tell by my voice, I'm still not quite over it, but yeah, I had to miss it for the first time ever.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I was sick, but my chief deputy, Randy Tiff, took over and did a great job. But yeah, every year we have an awards banquet. We feed everybody for free, and we give out awards and make sure everybody, you know, gets recognized for all the things they do during the year. And we have so many, we have over 400 sworn officers now, and it's, you know, they do a lot of good stuff that a lot of people don't get to hear about. So we love recognizing them, and it's just a night of fellowship, and, you know, get to recognize good people.
Yeah, no, it's always, and a lot of times, you know, cops are kind of all out doing their thing, and they don't have that chance to all get together in one place and celebrate like that. You have road deputies is 400, 350?
No. This is all sworn. That includes the jail. We have about 120 jail deputies as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Very good. One thing that I wanted to ask you about, you and I had a conversation about this before, had to do with the legal status of concealed carry when it came to in your car. And I want to give you a chance to talk about that because I know you'll be able to clarify. But you and I talked about this a little while ago when the law was changing, and I wanted to follow up on it. And I was thinking about you the other day because I was getting ready to go for a walk, and I was putting my gun on, and I was putting my wallet in, and I thought, well, do I need my wallet? Since you no longer have to, I mean, I'm out of habit. If you take your gun, you take your wallet because you always, or my money clip in my case, you always have to have your card in order to prove that you're lawfully able to. But since in Florida, you no longer have to have a concealed carry permit, do you have to carry any kind of ID if you're carrying a gun? What is the rule about that?
Well, I'll tell you this. It would be a good practice to carry ID, and not because you need a concealed weapons card, but let's say just, for example, you're out walking your dog, and you get around the corner and have a heart attack or get hit by a car or whatever, and we can't, readily identify you and your address really quickly. It just takes longer for us to figure out who you are, who we need to notify that you're in the hospital, you know, that kind of thing. So, no, do you have to carry it? No, you don't. But it's always, you know, it makes sense to carry some form of ID on you at all times.
Okay. And then the other question, this was what we talked about a moment ago. You and I had talked about it when the law was changing around concealed carry and cars. And if I recall, you had been of the opinion that having a gun sort of in your sidewall or in your, maybe in your glove box, these things were not allowed even for a concealed carry permit holder. You had to have it on your person physically. Do you have any follow-up on that? Where does the law stand? Can you maybe clarify? Because this is something I often wonder is, you know, it's when I'm driving, it's actually more accessible if it's in my sidewall rather than it is in my pants underneath the seat belt and everything else. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, I'll tell you this. The law in Florida has always been if you're carrying it in your car, all it has to, you can put it anywhere in your car you want to. It can be in plain sight, it can be under a seat, whatever, in the glove box. It doesn't matter as long as it's in a snapped holster or a zippered pouch. Now we've got this concealed carry. Everybody can conceal carry. From my understanding of the law is that that does not go into the car the same way. In other words, if you don't have a concealed weapons permit, you can't have a gun outside a zippered pouch or a snapped holster concealed in your vehicle.
So the universal concealed provision does not give you the right to concealed carry in your own vehicle, as far as you know.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's what I've, you know, gotten from the initial, you know, law passing was that, yeah, you can carry it on your person. You don't have to have a concealed weapons permit anymore to carry it on your person. That's basically what the law says. It did not. As far as I recall, it doesn't address in the motor vehicle.
Interesting.
So you can't. Yeah, you can't have it in the glove box, not in a snapped holster. But, you know, it's easy. That's an easy remedy. If you have a snapped holster, how long does it take you to get it out of the snapped holster?
Well, 1 second? Well, I mean, the other slice of that is, like, if I'm defending myself against a carjacking, you know, I don't want to have to unsnap, unzip, open up. You know what I mean? Like, I want it available. Sure. The other question I was asking, though, about if I have a concealed carry permit, but I just have the gun loose in my, like, the door wall, is that legal or is that not legal because it's not on my person?
Yeah, well, the way I understand it, it's got to be on your person. Hmm. This is concealed carry on your person. It's totally legal in Florida without a permit now.
Okay.
And what I'll do is we can talk about it next week on the show. I'll get I have a legal counsel now. She used to be a state attorney, and I will have her look into it. But that's the way I read it, is that it's on your person, you're fine.
Okay.
You can't have it. It didn't change anything about a motor vehicle.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's, I mean, that's all very interesting because, I mean, we have things like, you know, my wife doesn't have a concealed carry permit. And so, like, if I've got the gun in the car, but it's not on me, and then she's driving. You know, we just, I always want to be in compliance with the law, whatever the law is, you know, and sometimes it's hard to know exactly what it is, which is kind of why I'm asking. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. I hope you feel better, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.